tell you what, you can get in your Millennium Falcon and go light speed up and down the radio dial. You're going to find one radio station that had one-on-one interviews with the stars of Star Wars. That would be right here, WGN. Out in California a couple of weeks ago, sat down with the whole cast, talked about the movie, which is on its way to being the number one movie. Let me see if projected box office numbers are coming in. They're expected to break over $200 million. Let me see here. Let me see. Do I see the numbers? Oh, here we go. Here we go. Numbers are coming in. Star Wars The Last Jedi posts the second largest opening ever. $220 million when the weekend will be over. The projection. Amazing, huge box office hit. Not a surprise for this now, the eighth movie in the franchise. I gave a Dean's List Day. I loved it. Most of the reviews that I've heard, vast, vast majority of the reviews that I've heard, over-the-top enthusiasm for the movie, citing the excitement, the special effects, the humor in the movie, the surprises, the twists, the turns, the new creatures, the new characters, some nostalgic favorites that happen in this movie as well. A lot of people, though, citing the female lead in the movie, who I think is amazing, Daisy Ridley, actress Daisy Ridley, who plays Rey in the movie, in search of answers, let's just say, from Luke Skywalker, Mark Hamill. We sat down and talked with her about the hype of this movie. This was before anyone had even seen the movie that we sat down and talked, getting out and talking about this movie when no one had even seen it yet.
People are really nice, and it's nice to talk about something that I really loved doing and that I'm very happy to be a part of. It's obviously peculiar when people, like random friends and family, are like, oh, I saw you on such and such. And it's weird because for me, it's like the thing that I'm just going to do and then I go home and that's it. Right. So I don't think about the thought of wider expanse of it. But it's wonderful to talk about a film that I love doing, yeah.
Yeah, but and oddly, to talk about a film that really you can't really say very much about.
No, but it's funny because I feel like we actually can. I really do. Like, even yesterday... and Ryan said it on Twitter before and no one believed it, like, is The Last Jedi singular or plural? And he's like, it's about Luke Skywalker. That was like such a big thing that everyone was questioning, but even him doing the answer, everyone's like, no, but yeah. No, because even if you said stuff, people wouldn't believe it.
Yeah. How has your life changed since all of this?
I'm busier, doing things that I really, really love doing. I travel much more. Yeah, I think that's...
When you say things you really, really love doing, it, like, what would some of those...
Oh, things? Like acting.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Whereas before, you know, I was working to support the acting, and now the acting is the support, so that's awesome. So I'm busy, and I get to read scripts and decide if they're servicing me and women and Ray as a three-dimensional, fully-fledged character.
Yeah.
And I fly... all the time, so I'm more tired, but pretty much similar.
Yeah, I. How big a part is when you say serving women? That's a huge motivation for you being part of this, and the way that your character has developed in this of
it's,
having such a strong female character as part of the Star Wars trilogy.
It's not because of this, but this has made it easier to make choices that serve the character I was able to play. Like, I'm a 25-year-old girl that grew up in London in the 21st century. I'm liberal and all that good stuff. So regardless, I would want to do what I could to serve womankind, because we can be underserved a lot of the time. But this, playing a character who I think does do that, and obviously the scale of it... and the conception around how women are portrayed anyway is changing.
Yeah.
So it's awesome to just be able to be more choosy, and that has helped a lot.
Yeah. And did you interact much with Carrie Fisher in this movie? And does she inform some of what you said about the, you know, empowering women? Because of her,
the strong character that she played in this for such a long time.
Yeah, but also she is, away from this, she was an empowered woman with a career and a family and a good balance and was wonderful and talented and incredibly smart and everything. So yeah, I'm sure, and I'm sure on a subconscious level, so many people, even beyond what they think they were encouraged by with her, were encouraged beyond beyond that. But yeah, we had some interactions. I actually just remembered, which I forgot. I was in her trailer when she was writing one of the chapters in her memoir, and she said it was called Carrison, and I was like, Carrie.